The Bajamoan, the telling of events, a series focusing on both the oral and written histories of the White Earth Reservation and Northern Minnesota regions, with an emphasis on Native American histories.
This is part one of a seven-part series. Jesse Foster, Voices of Our Elders, from the Bajamoan Project on KKWE.
Yeah, I'm Jesse Foster. Well, my real name is Raymond, but I've been called Jesse all my life. So, I was born at White Earth, Minnesota in 1942. I was born in the old Indian hospital. Right now there's a roundhouse built on that property where the old Indian hospital used to be. And I don't know when they tore that down, that hospital, back in the 50s, sometime 54, 55. But then that's where my life began, I guess. You know, and then I lived with my grandparents. And I know somehow the welfare got involved in there, and they said my grandparents was too old for them to take care of me, and I had some older siblings that were pretty well. They left them alone because they were older, and they took me away and stuck me in different homes, foster homes. I was in a children's home in St. Cloud, Minnesota. When I got there, they called it an orphanage, but then they changed the name to the children's home, St. Cloud Children's Home. And I lived there until 1955. And that's when I ran away from there, because I knew where I came from, and that's why I ran away. I didn't belong there. So anyway, I guess that's where my life really began, is when I left there in 1955. I was 13 years old, and I got around a lot by hitchhiking. I hitchhiked to Minneapolis, and I stayed in Minneapolis for a few days, and I hitchhiked out, and the first car I got a ride with, they wouldn't take me because it was too far away. For, you know, they said you're just a kid. So then I wised up, you know, so I started getting rides, and I just say I was going to the next town. So I did that on and on, you know, for, eventually I ended up in California, Los Angeles. I was running the streets of Los Angeles. I was 13 years old, homeless. You know, it wasn't bad for me, you know, because I never had a care in the world. You know, I never worried about anything. I guess the only thing I worried about is where else I'm getting my next meal. But that always came pretty easy too, because you'd get it from either stealing it or panhandling. It was easy panhandling when you're a kid. You could make a lot of money. And your dad, you know, traveling around all over. I left Los Angeles. I ended up in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. So I went to work here in harvesting oranges and grapefruit, whatever, you know. A lot of garden produce, onions, lettuce, and everything. So I made my money that way. I was 13. And then I was up and down the coast, you know, I was working different truck farms all over, up and down the coast, you know, just, you know, I made my money. And I left, again, the coast. I ended up in the south. I ended up in the south, like Mississippi. I worked on the fishing boats in Mississippi. Louisiana, where it was. I worked on a fishing boat, and the fishing company that we were working for was Starfish and Oyster was the name of it, and we were out in the Gulf with all over out in the Gulf to the, all this way down by what is south anyway. Wasn't too far from South America. And sometimes we just ride for days and days, you know, without nothing to do. But when the fish started hitting, we were fishing for red snapper, and when the fish would start hitting, and then you were busy, you know, for hours. You know, hours and days. You had to keep working until, you know, until the school went by, the school of fish. But by the time they went by, we already had a load of fish, you know, some first about 80, 90 tons of fish on a boat. And we'd come into Starfish and Oyster, and we'd just lay back for about a week or so, and while they were emptying the boat out and cleaning it out, when they got through with that, you know, then was ready to go. Another 3 or 4 days, we was back on the water again. I worked there for one winter, and then we come in again. It was the Mardi Gras season was on Mardi Gras, so they get all through the south, all these little towns, Mobile, Alabama, and all over. That's where we were fishing out of Mobile, Alabama, and they have their own little Mardi Gras at that time of the year. So me and a friend of mine, working on a boat, we decided that we was going to New Orleans, the big Mardi Gras. So we went, we left Mobile, we went into New Orleans. We went to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and there I lost my buddy in New Orleans. And I ended up, I was stuck in New Orleans for 3 years before I finally ever got out of there. So I think I did call my sister one time from New Orleans. My sister Dolores, I called her from there, and she told me that all everything about the family, you know, dying. You know, so there was nine of us. On my mother's side, there was nine of us. I had one brother on you know, that was older than me. And then I had two brothers that were way younger than me, but they were all half brothers, half sisters. And then I think my mother's kids, the last three kids she had, they were full brother and sister, because they all had the same dad. Their name was Janky or Jonky. They all had the same dad and the same mother, so they were full brother and sister themselves. But to the rest of us, we were just half brothers and half sisters. So. And you know, I know I could say that, you know, that like my mother, my real mother, you know, I could really say, you know, that I never really knew her. And I could look at her as a sister other than a mother. It's my grandmother, Elizabeth. Lizzie O. You know, O for Oshkina, see. And I looked at her and my grandfather, Charlie Foster. I looked at them more or less as my mother and father than what my real mother was. Because, you know, when we was growing up, you know, our real mother was never there for us. You know, she was always gone. And Grandma Foster was there for us all the time, you know. And that's just the way it was.
Tune in next time for part 2 of 7. For the full series of Jesse Foster and other stories, please visit prx.org. That's prx.org or nijiradio.org. NIJIIRADIO.ORG.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.